CBS Radio brings you The Couple Next Door, written by Peg Lynch and starring Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.
Dear, wake up. Did you hear that?
Why?
There. Against Lipton. And it is just pouring.
Well, what about it?
You can lie there and just sleep.
I usually sleep at night.
You don't worry about Betsy, I do. She's lying out there in a tent. Miles away in the middle of all this lightning and thunder and downpour. It is like a cloudburst. I'll look at it out
honey,
there.
Honey, look, she's only 15 miles away. The rest of the children are camping in tents, too, you know.
The moment I'm concerned with my child who hates thunder.
Oh, darling, thunder won't hurt her. I'm quite sure the camp director's no better than to have the tents under the trees so that the lightning...
We have not had one word from Betsy since she left. 1 week. Now, she still kicks her covers off at her age. If she gets a chill, she won't tell anyone she doesn't feel well. She will go on until she has pneumonia.
Oh,
she's so sick.
For Pete's sake. Well, is it just because you wouldn't care to be out in a tent and this... I mean, the kids are probably having the time of their lives, probably sleeping right through it. Betsy, too.
I'm going to call the camp in the morning.
Oh, honey, what for? Besides, it's against the rules. They have asked parents not to call because it's more likely to get the child homesick.
I am calling the camp in the morning.
No. Come on now, come on. Will you eat some breakfast?
Why don't you want me to phone?
Well, all right, now, for two reasons. First, I don't see any point in it. From what I could see of that camp, when we took Betsy out there, it was extremely well organized, and all the counselors we met seemed intelligent and well-trained and efficient and capable. I mean, they're mature adults. They're not kids. Anything went wrong with Betsy, you could be sure they would let us know instantly.
Look, with 80 children, you cannot keep an eye on every single one.
All right, now, my second reason is, it says right here in the brochure about the camp, here, please,
I was looking for that. Where did you find it?
On the hall table by the phone. Now, look, please do not phone your child at camp except in dire emergency. Hearing a mother's or father's voice is most destructive to the child's feelings.
I love that. I just love that. My voice is destructive to my child.
Destructive, listen, to the child's feeling of security while away from home. Now, sweetheart, be reasonable, will you? You know that is true. Why, look, when I'd been at camp for 2 weeks once, my dad came to visit me, and when he walked toward me, I didn't even know the guy. But by the time he was ready to go, I was hanging on him, begging to be taken home.
I know all that, and I know I'm being a little unreasonable. Foolish, silly, idiotic, but I'm calling the camp just the same.
Oh, now, darling, what if all mothers did that? The camp would go crazy.
Well, if Betsy has a cold, I know she won't tell them so. She'll go swimming anyhow. She'll catch more cold. Well, I'm calling anyway.
Oh.
Well, I'm calling.
Of course, this is typical of a woman ignoring rules and regulations. Says right here, please do not phone except in dire emergency. You go right ahead and phone.
But what is a dire emergency if it isn't a mother's anxiety for a child?
A dire emergency is if you or I should drop dead. Then you can call your child at camp. That's all right.
Oh, fine. Well, I'm not going to wait until you drop dead. I don't think you're going to, and I want to talk to my child.
Oh, boy, I never saw you this way. What excuse are you going to give?
Well, aren't you going out of town?
Me? I'm driving to Mankato with the boss, 40 miles. I'll be back tonight.
Good. Well, you want to say goodbye to Betsy or something?
No.
Well, nobody answers.
Look, just leave me out of it, will you? I want no part of this now at all.
Quite. Hello? Camp Winona?
Huh?
Yes, I would like to speak to Elizabeth... Betsy Piper. Her mother. What? Oh, dear. Hold on a minute. Will you please? What is Betsy's number? What did we do with it?
A number?
Yes. And what was her unit group and her tent number?
Oh, for Pete's sake, how do I know? First, I've heard of
her. Well, she can't be reached without the... The girl just said so, dear. Oh. They have no way of locating her unless we give the camp number, the unit group designation, and the tent number. And you took the yellow slip.
This is absolutely ridiculous. Can't be located. I took what yellow slip?
When we checked her in, the woman with glasses gave you a yellow slip, and I suppose you put it in your wallet. Will you please look in your... Hello? Hold on, please. We're looking for it. Yeah, just
no, I'm not looking for it. I don't know anything about any yellow slip. What woman with glasses?
At the camp director's office, it had Betsy's tent number on it. That's how we found Betsy's tent, so we could get her settled. Don't you remember?
Yellow slip? Oh, I don't know. Yellow slip. I didn't even know I was supposed to save it. I suppose I crumpled it up and threw it away.
Well, they can't locate Betsy without it.
What do you mean they can't locate her? Look, if we left our child
the
there...
The girl said it's a rule. She's not allowed to leave the switchboard and find somebody to go chasing all over camp. And I can see that unless they
have somebody... Let me have the phone.
No, I do not want you to be unpleasant. You just got through telling me that if they had rules, we should stick to them. Now, look, go upstairs. Look in that sports shirt in the breast pocket. You had that on the other day.
Let me have that phone.
No.
By George, if my child cannot be found without...
Please go up and look in your sports shirt pocket. Hello? Hold on, will you? Please, I'm so sorry. We're trying to find the yellow...
Give that here. Will you please? Hello? Hello? I'm terribly sorry. We can't seem to find our daughter's camp numbers, but I'm afraid I'm the guilty one. I must have thrown it away.
Well, the charm will get you nowhere. They have to have the numbers.
Now, look here. This is ridiculous. Look, I am leaving town. I want to say goodbye to my daughter. Let me talk to the camp director, please. Just put me through to the head of the camp. And I certainly feel, Miss Robin, that for a father to have to go through all this nonsense when he wants to say goodbye to his little girl because he's going on a trip... Yes. I understand the reason you have the rules and why you can't make exceptions. How long will it take to locate her without all these numbers?
I found the numbers here. She's 78, Unit Group 4, 1017.
We just found the numbers.
She's 78. Unit Group 4, 1017.
Thank you.
They found it.
I bet it would be easier to get Queen Elizabeth on the phone than our daughter Elizabeth. Hello.
Found it upstairs in your...
She's where?
In the sports shirt, you know.
In the infirmary.
What?
She's in the infirmary.
What?
What?
She's sick. Let me have the phone. Let me tell her. I told you there was something wrong. I knew it. I'm telling you. Give me the phone.
Keep calm.
You didn't want me to call. Oh, no. Well, I'm sorry.
What do you suppose it is?
Some pneumonia. I'm pneumonia.
It doesn't have to be pneumonia. It could be poison ivy or snake bite.
Snake bite? Is that better than pneumonia?
No. Well, I just meant that because she's a cat, it might be...
Hello. Quiet. Huh? How is Betsy Piper? This is her mother. Gone? What do you mean? Yes?
Tell me, will you, for the love of... What has happened?
Oh, I thought you... Betsy's all right. She's all right.
She's all right.
Yes, the nurse said Betsy was in the infirmary, but she's been dismissed.
What did she have?
Hello. Yes, what did our child have? Yes?
And listen, what... Why didn't they call us?
Yes.
What kind of a camp is this? Not phoning the parents to say their poor child is sick.
Hold on, please. They thought she had athlete's foot. She doesn't.
Well, I'm going to work. I'll see you tonight. I've had enough excitement for one day.
They don't know how to reach her now. She's gone for a day's field trip and overnight hike.
Yeah, well, look, since we don't have any carrier pigeons, I'd let it go.
Hello?
Athlete's foot.
Look, we'll try again tomorrow, but you see, tell her we called and we're wondering how she is.
The Couple Next Door stars Peg Lynch and Alan Bunce.